This is Ozarks at Large. The Walton Arts Center's 10x10 Art Series, a group of performances with admission prices starting at $10, will continue tomorrow night with a performance by Eileen Ivers. Ozarks at Large's Katie Henriksen recently spoke on the phone with the Grammy Award winner and has more.
Grammy Award-winning Eileen Ivers has won 9 All-Ireland Fiddle Championships, and the New York Times has called her the Jimi Hendrix of the violin. Now, Eileen Ivers comes to the Walton Arts Center with her band Immigrant Soul Thursday night. She didn't always want to be a fiddler, although she grew up with the music in the Bronx. She actually studied mathematics in college and had a dream of being a part of NASA.
Yeah, it was a passion of mine, like, through college to kind of, well, a dream to work for NASA in some capacity, and kind of looked at aeronautical engineering, and had a professor who actually had great advice. He said, you know, Eileen, if you get a math degree, you can go really anywhere from a math background in life. And I think he was so, so right, because math was just a great discipline to kind of ground yourself in. And even music is such a direct relationship to mathematics that, you know, he must have been having a little crystal ball or something, because the NASA did not work out, unfortunately. But I think fortunately for me, it was just the way life goes and the path that just kind of opens up to you. And long story short, I did some post-grad work in math and kind of, you know, kept taking little classes here and there as I was still on the road and recording and just being the real day job as a musician, really, and never used the degree per se in that capacity except through music. So it's been a really cool road and one of just kind of following the heart, but definitely math, Katie, is a big part of music. And, you know, from its structure and the logic of it to harmonies and creating arrangements. And they use words like, you know, beauty and elegance in mathematics. And it's so true when you do little theorems and solve things, or try to back in the day when the brain was better at math. But, you know, but in music too, sometimes simplicity and elegance and beauty are certain words, of course, we use there too. So very, very similar.
And I was also wondering, since you grew up with Irish traditional music, yeah. Were there ever moments when you kind of rebelled?
Absolutely. We all do, right? I mean, I guess it's natural to push the boundaries a little bit. And probably the first time would be the very blatant time of getting a blue violin when I was 18 and a bunch of guitar effect pedals from, you might know, Katie, being in New York those years, Manny's Music on 48th Street in Manhattan was a big stomping ground for musicians. And I picked up sort of my first electric instrument and left the store completely broke, but very much in a state of joy, because I had all these guitar pedals of all kinds of, you know, phasers and octave dividers and a crybaby wah-wah pedal and just started to just kind of explore the sounds of the violin, what it can do. I mean, here was this instrument I was playing for a long time, since I was about 8 years old, and played in a very traditional Irish style. And just, I guess, like so many musicians, you know, it's so healthy, I think, to have open ears. And the violin, of course, is music that's played in everything from classical and ethnic to blues and, you know, bluegrass and roots music. So to just kind of explore that. And in jazz, of course, too, you have Stephan Grappelli and so many greats, Regina Carter, Jean-Luc Ponty, that have really pushed the boundaries of what a violin can do and how it can really sing and appeal. So, yeah, I kind of took a little journey outside just the Irish tradition, and I think I'm still continuing that journey today.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that, about blending all sorts of different sounds together, and also maybe about the folk tradition and how it is kind of something that melds a lot of different cultures together.
Absolutely, it does, and when we, you know, perform, you know, you'll certainly see that in our concert in Fayetteville, because it's very much what we bring to the stage. We'll play some tunes from the tradition, some very old, hundreds of year old tunes, to even some original tunes, but also talk about the, you know, wonderful, strong Irish diaspora and how so many Irish had to leave their land, including both my parents in the 1950s, and for the past four centuries, so many Irish have left, and because of that, they've brought their music, their song, their heritage and dance and language, you know, with them and their travels, and it's really integrated with a lot of the music that we see. You know, certainly Arkansas, you guys know great music. It's just the South, the music of the bluegrass and Appalachian music has been a big result of Irish immigrants and the Celtic music styles, as well as African rhythms and the five-string banjo from Africa as well. So we have a look at that, from French Canadian and some Quebecois tunes to tunes from the famine times of the 1840s in Ireland, which was a huge part of Irish history, and a lot of the music reflect that. And the bluegrass roots, we play some bluegrass tunes, and kind of I like to talk to the audience about, you know, and have them hopefully hear the similarity between, say, an Irish reel and its Appalachian equivalent in a way. So that it's kind of a journey that we love to chat to the audience about, because it's something that is just a real extension of, you know, Irish people and the music, and how it's kind of, it's such a strong living tradition, and how it's just grown and really impacted so much of music in the world.
Eileen Ivers and Immigrant Soul play Walton Arts Center Thursday night at 7 p.m. For tickets or more information, you can call 443-5600 or visit waltonartscenter.org. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Katie Henriksen.
When gay rights advocates won big in Maryland, Massachusetts, Minnesota, and Washington State on Election Day, it snapped a long losing streak. Those who oppose same-sex marriage know it's still a hugely divisive and unresolved issue. I'm Jackie Lydon. Next steps in the gay marriage debate, next Talk of the Nation from NPR News.
Talk of the Nation this afternoon at 1 o'clock on KUAF 91.3 FM.
The 19th annual Lights of the Ozarks Parade will be this Saturday at 6 p.m., starting from the Fayetteville Public Library on Mountain Street and proceeding to the downtown square. For additional information, visit the event website, thelightsoftheozarks.com.
I would like to be there this year, but I won't be.
Me
I'll
neither.
Be out of town. An informational meeting on the University of Arkansas Classics in Greece and Turkey Study Abroad program takes place tomorrow in Kimple Hall, room 416, beginning tomorrow evening at 5. If you want to immerse yourself in Greece and Turkey's history, art, culture, cuisine, language, and literature, the Study Abroad program might be for you. Tentative travel dates, May 14th through June 12th. For more information about tomorrow night's meeting, studyabroad.uark.edu.
The Donor Games will take place Monday on the University of Arkansas campus. It's a blood drive for the Community Blood Center of the Ozarks from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Blood Mobile, which will be parked near the Fine Arts Center. You can help make a difference in your community by giving blood, and you get a free T-shirt. For more information, cbco.org.
The robots are coming to Fort Smith. Actually, 35 robotics teams will be at Fort Smith November 30th and December 1st. It's the 2012 Frontier Trails Best Regional Robotics Competition at the Fort Smith Convention Center and the Fort Smith Convention and Visitor Bureau. You can watch teams from seven states as they are involved in robots that show off skills and some very complex maneuvers. The robots have been designed and built by the students themselves.
Very cool.
Yes, very cool. I've been to this before. UAFS.edu. And finally, this reminder, it is Food for Fees Week at the Fayetteville Public Library. All donations go to help cooperative emergency outreach and Feed Fayetteville projects. Library patrons get $1 credit for each can or package of food donated during the drive. Unopened, unexpired, non-perishable, non-glass donations will be accepted. You do need to have your library card with you when making these donations. For more information, 856-7113.